Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Megillah Daf Chav Beis. Let us first be Mashlaman Inyan from Daf Chav Aleph Amid Beis that we started discussing yesterday. We mentioned the din of Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel that Kol HaMitzvahs Kulon Mevarech Alein Oivar Lasiyos, and that all mitzvahs, you make the bracha on them before you do them. We mentioned that there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Or Zeruah whether the din of Oivar Lasiyosan is ma'akev or not. The shita of the Rambam is that Oivar Lasiyosan is ma'akev if a person already shechted an animal, for example, and he didn't make a bracha, he cannot make the bracha anymore. Whereas the shita of the Or Zeruah is that although the chatchila, of course, a person has to make a bracha before the mitzvah, but b'di'evet, if he didn't, he can still make the bracha afterwards. But let's analyze the lashon of the Rambam over there in Perek Yud Aleph, Mehilchos Brachos Halacha Hei. The Rambam says, ha'oisa mitzvah v'loy birich, if a person did a mitzvah and he didn't make a bracha, im mitzvah sha'adayin asiyasa kayemes, if it's a mitzvah that the asiyah is still ongoing, mivarech achar asiyah, then you can make the bracha after the asiyah. Vim dabar sha'ovar hu einay mivarech, but if it's something that already passed, then he can't make the bracha. And on that, the Rambam gives examples. Ketzad, hareshin es atef betzitzis, oisha lovash tfilin, oisha yoshav besuka v'loy birich tchila. If a person wrapped himself in his tzitzis, or he put on his tefillin, or he sat in the sukkah, v'loy birich tchila, didn't make the bracha first, chayzer u'mevarech achar shenesatef, asher ketshonim soysav etzivonu, lehisatef betzitzis. V'chein mevarech achar shalavash lehoniach tefillin, v'achar sheyoshav leishev basukkah. V'chein kol kayetze ba'elu. So the Rambam is telling us that if it's a mitzvah, that the asiyah is still ongoing, you can make the bracha after the asiyah. But, says the Rambam, if a person shechted without a bracha, then he cannot go after the shechita and make a bracha asher ketshonim soysav etzivonu al hashechita, or if he already covered the dam without a bracha, or he was mafresh truma and maisers without a bracha, he cannot make the bracha after the asiyah because it's something that passed. So Rav Beryl Soloveitchik brought in the Chidushe Hagriz al Hashas on Masechta Saita, in the back, there's in Yonim Shainim from Rav Beryl, and also in Chidushe Rav Shmuel, in Psachim, Simen Zayin, they both ask the same Ha'ara on the Rambam. L'chaira, if you would ask us, why is it that there's a difference between Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah, and Shechita, Kisei Hadam, and Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestris? Why is it that by the first three, a person can still make the bracha after he already put it on, or after he already sat in the Sukkah, whereas by Shechita, Kisei Adam, Hafrashas Trumas and Maisis, he can't. So we would say the reason is because the din of Eivar Lasiyosan is ma'akiv. You have to make the bracha before the mitzvah. But by tzitzis, tefillin and sukkah, it's still considered Eivar Lasiyosan because since there's a mitzvah kol rega v'rega, every second that a person is wearing his tzitzis or his tefillin or he's sitting in the sukkah, he's still fulfilling the mitzvah. So even though he didn't make the bracha before he put on the tzitzis or the tefillin or sat in the sukkah, and now it's 5 minutes later and he's still doing it, so the reason why he can make the bracha is because it's still Oivar Lasiyosan of the future kiyum. Because since he's still fulfilling the mitzvah, so it's still Oivar Lasiyosan of that. Masha'inkin, if the mitzvah is over, like shechita, so then you can't make the bracha. But Rav Beryl and Rav Shmuel are medayik from the Lashon HaRambam that it's not mashma like that, hasbara. Because the Rambam says that ha'oisa mitzvah v'loy birich im mitzvah sh'adayin asiyasa keyemes mevarech achar asiyo. Vim davar sh'ovar hu enei mevarech. The Rambam says if it's a mitzvah that the asiyah is still ongoing, then you can make the bracha after the asiyah. But if it's something that passed, you can't. So they ask, it's not the pshat that you're making the bracha after the asiyah. You're making the bracha before, because it's an ongoing kiyum. So even though you lost your bracha on the first 5 minutes of your wearing of the tzitzis, but it's still Eivar Lasiyosan of the future. But the Lashon HaRambam is mashma that sometimes you can make the bracha after the asiyah. If the asiyah is still ongoing, then you can make the bracha after the asiyah. It's not the pshat. It's not after the asiyah. It's before the kiyum that's still coming. So over lasiyason you always need, just that by tzitzis and tefillin, it's still over lasiyason of the future kiyum. So Rav Beryl and Rav Shmuel both say a big yesod that you see in this Rambam. The Rambam is telling us there's no such thing as making a bracha on the future kiyum of your tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, because that's just a kiyum mitzvah without any maisa mitzvah. And the din of birchas ha-mitzvahs was only niskina on a maisa mitzvah, but not on a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa. And it's meduik like that in the Lashon HaGemara, because Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel says, kol ha-mitzvahs kulan mevarech alein over la-asiyason. And I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Arieli Shlita, that he said that this is not just the mekar for the din of over la-asiyason. This is the general mekar for birchas ha-mitzvahs in general. And the Lashon of the Gemara is that, how were they misakin birchas ha-mitzvahs? Over la-asiyason, before their asiyah. There has to be an asiyah, there has to be an action. If there's a kiyum mitzvah without an action, on that there's no takana of birchas ha-mitzvahs. So memela, the Rambam couldn't say that the reason why you can make a bracha on your tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah after you already put them on is because it's over la-asiyason of the future kiyum. Because the future kiyum is just a kiyum mitzvah that's happening in a passive way, without any action. On that, there's no takana of birchas ha-mitzvahs, because the takana of birchas ha-mitzvahs is only on the asiyah. So therefore, the Rambam was telling us, so how could you make the bracha achar asiyah? How could you make a bracha after the action was already done? The bracha has to be on the action. The action is over, says the Rambam. It's not over. The asiyah is still kayam. Since a person is still lavush in the tzitzis and the tefillin, mikayach that previous asiyah, so that's called that the asiyah is still alive. That previous asiyah is still here, because he still lavush mikayach that asiyah. So therefore he can still link back to that previous asiyah and make a bracha on that asiyah. So it comes out the bracha is not only on the future, but rather the bracha is chalim afreya on the previous asiyah. So it comes out that the complete mitzvah has a bracha. Rav Beryl brings a raya to this yesod from the Magen Avraham in Erechayim Simen Tov Lamed Beis in Sifkat and Vav, which says that if a person sends a shliach to do bedikas chametz for him, then the shliach makes the bracha and not the mishaleach. Although the one who's fulfilling the mitzvah is the mishaleach, he's the balabayis, it's his chayvas bedika, but since he's not doing the maisa mitzvah, but rather his messenger is doing it, so the shliach who's doing the maisa mitzvah makes the bracha, and not the mishaleach who's only getting the kiyum mitzvah, but he's not doing any maisa. And with this, Rav Beryl explains another thing as well. In Shuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Madura Kama, at the end of Simen Tes, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say a chiddush din, that if a person moves into a house that already has mezuzahs up, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, since it's his first time fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah in this bias, so he has to make a bracha. But he brings at the end of the tshuva that the Birkei Yosef says, no, you don't make a bracha in such a case. You only make a bracha when you're putting up a mezuzah, but not when you just move into a house that has a mezuzah. Says Rav Beryl, what's the pshat in the Birkei Yosef? He says, because since the takana of birchas ha-mitzvahs was only when you do a maisa mitzvah, so it's true when you move into this house which has mezuzahs, you're fulfilling a mitzvah, but you're not being kaveya the mezuzah. You're not doing any maisa mitzvah. So on that, there was no takana of birchas ha-mitzvahs. And lefidus yisayid, I once heard from Rav Eliachim Swerdlov Shlita, the Rosh Hashiva of Patterson, b'shem the Briskerov, an explanation of the sheet of the Behag, brought in Taisus and Menachis Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. Taisus over there brings that the Behag holds that if a person misses a complete day of Svira, then he cannot continue counting. Why? Because since it says Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais Tiyena, so if a person misses a day, it's not Tamimais, so he doesn't continue counting. The simple understanding of the Behag is that the mitzvah of Sfira is one continuous mitzvah of counting 7 complete weeks. So if you missed one night, you cannot continue counting. So the question is, if the Bahag holds that it's one continuous mitzvah, then how come we make a separate Birchas HaMitzvahs every night? We should make only one bracha, either in the beginning, the first night, or the last night when you complete the Sfira. Why are we making a Birchas HaMitzvahs every night? There's no separate mitzvah every night, says the Brisker Rav, that according to the Yisoid that we mentioned, it's very good. Because since the takana of Birchas HaMitzvahs is not on the Kiyum mitzvah, but rather on the Maisa mitzvah, so since the Torah required me to do 49 pe'ulos of Sfira in order for me to get to that one Kiyum mitzvah of counting Sheva Shavasos Tamimos, so therefore every pe'ula that I do of Sfira is mechayev a bracha. If the bracha would be on the Kiyum mitzvah, then you're right. Why are you making a separate bracha every night? The Kiyum mitzvah is only at the end. But if the Birchas HaMitzvahs is on the Maisa mitzvah, so since I have to do 49 actions of counting in order to get to that one Kiyum, so every pe'ula that I do is mechayev a bracha. To summarize, the Rambam is mechalik between a mitzvah that's adayin asiyasa kayemes, that then you can make the bracha achar asiyah, lu'umas, a mitzvah that is over, that you can't make the bracha after the asiyah. Rav Beryl and Rav Shmuel are both medayik from the Lashon HaRambam that it's not mashma, that the reason why you can make a bracha by your tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, if you didn't make the bracha before, that it's because since it's still over lasiyosan of the future kiyum, so that's why you can make the bracha. The Rambam is mashma that you can make the bracha achar asiyah, you can make the bracha after the asiyah was done, if the asiyah is still ongoing. So they learn up that the pshat is because the Rambam holds there's no such thing as a birchas hamitzvahs on a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. So on the future kiyum, that there's no maisa going on. Says the Rambam, the only reason why you can make the bracha after the asiyah is because since the asiyah is still kayam, so you can still link back to the previous asiyah. So it comes out the bracha is not only on the future, but it's even on the past, that you didn't make a bracha on previously, but now you can make the bracha because the asiyah is still alive. With this yesod, Rav Beryl explains why the shliach makes the bracha on a mitzvah and not the mishaleach, because the shliach is doing the maisa mitzvah, and that's also why the Birkei Yosef says that if a person moves into a house which already has a mezuzah, even though it's his first time fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah in this house, but since he's not doing any maisa of kviyas mezuzah, on that there's no takana of birchas hamitzvahs. And the Brisker Rav takes this yesod a step further, that you don't even need the kiyum mitzvah yet. If you have a Maisa mitzvah without a Kiyum mitzvah, you can also make a bracha. And therefore, if a person is counting 49 days of Sfira in order to get to that one Kiyum of Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, since I have to do 49 Pe'ulos to get to that Kiyum, so on each step of the way, that's a Maisa mitzvah. This is what the Torah was mechayev me to do. So therefore, each night gets its own bracha. Next inyan. The Gemara tells us that the top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, a halacha that ein maschilin beparsha pachis mishleisha psukim. You're not allowed to start a parsha less than 3 psukim. And the Gemara explains the reason is because of gzeira mishuma nechnasin, a person that's going to come in late and he's going to see that the next aliyah starts just 2 psukim after the parsha started, he's going to think that the previous oila only lain 2 psukim, not realizing that they had lain from a previous parsha as well. Tosis asks a question, so how could it be that on a tainis we lain the parsha of Vayichal, and it's only after 2 psukim from the previous parsha? The Marsha asks that in our Sefer Torah it's not like that. It's after 4 psukim. The parsha starts in Kapitel Lamed Beis, Pasuk Zayin, in Parshas Kisisa, and it says the pasuk of Vayidabra Hashem el Moshe. Pasuk Ches starts with Soru Maher min Haderech. Pasuk Tes Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. And then Pasuk Yud Va'ato Hanicha Li. and only after four psukim, then we have Vayichal Moshe. So the Tshuvas Ma'aril in Siman Kuf Mem Tes points out that the parshiyos of the Bali Atosis were different than the parshiyos of the Rambam. Our minig is like the parshiyos of the Rambam, but Tosis had different parshiyos. So vice tois that Tosis parsha started at Pasuk Tes, Vayim Rashem al Moshe, and then the Pasuk of Va'ata Hanichali and Vayichal Moshe was Pasuk number 3. And it's mefurish like this in the Or Zoruah and Hilchos Shabbos Siman Mem Dalet, that he says in their Sefer Torah, the parsha started at Pasuk Tes, Vayim Rashem al Moshe, and he says that in the Sefer of the Torah of the Rambam, it's not like that. The parsha starts 2 psukim earlier, so according to the Rambam, Tosfos's question wouldn't start. But Lefi Tosfos, that the parsha started at Pasuk Tes, Vayemer Hashem El Moshe, so Tosfos is bothered. So how could we start the parsha just after 2 psukim? So Tosfos answers, because since it was a Dover Yodua to everybody that the Kriya of a Taina starts by Vayichal, so nobody's going to make a mistake and think that somebody beforehand laned 2 psukim of the parsha and stopped, because everyone knows that this is where we start. The Tosfos HaRosh and the Or Zoruah over there that we mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Mem Dalet, they both answer a different teretz, that since this is the first Ayla is starting at Vayichal, so there's no chashash that they're going to say that somebody else laned 2 psukim, because they see that he's the Rishon. Tosfos seems to hold that maybe people will not realize that he's the Rishon, and it's still possible that they might think that somebody laned beforehand. Therefore, Tosfos needed to answer that they know that the Kriya starts at Vayichal, because it's a Dabar Yodua Lakoil. Tosfos asks another question as well from the Maftir on Chol HaMoed Pesach, that we start with the Pasuk of Ekravta Misha Oilom Hashem, which is in Bamidbar Chav Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, which is only at the end of 2 psukim from the Parsha Shalamaylo. And again, the Marsha asks that in our Sifrei Torah, it's not like that. We have 3 psukim before Vehikravtem. Now over here, you can't say that the Parsha of Tosfos only started by Pasuk Yud Zayin of Bayu V'chamisha Asoyim L'chedesh Hazeh Chag. It doesn't make sense that the Pasuk before that, which is the beginning of the Inyan of Pesach, would be connected with the parsha before of Uvrashei Chatshechem. So it's clear that the parsha starts by Uvachedesh Arishin Barba Asayim Lachedesh Pesach Lashem. So the Marsha says, so there's 3 psukim. Why is Tosfos saying that there's 2? So the Shoyel in the Tshuvas Ma'aril over there in Siman Kuf Mem Tes wants to suggest the following answer al pi the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that the pasuk of Vihiskaloch, that it says in Vayikra, Kapitel Yud Gimel, is the halfway point of the Torah in Psukim. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef had a Shaila, is Vehiskaloch from on this side or on that side? Which half of the Torah is Vehiskaloch part of? So Abaya told him, let's count the Psukim. So Rabbi Yosef said, we're not Baki exactly in the Chiluk HaPsukim, because when Rav Acha Bar Ada came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that in Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael, they would split the following pasuk into 3 psukim. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hinei anochi boi lecha ba'av ha'onon, that it says in Shmos Yud Tes, in Eretz Yisrael, they split it into 3 psukim. So we're not baki exactly where the psukim start and end, and therefore we can't count to see if Hiskaloch is the last pasuk of the first half of the Torah, or the first pasuk of the second half of the Torah. Says the Shoyal in the Tshuvas Ma'aril, so you see from that Gemara, you cite a thing, that we're not experts in the psukim, exactly where they start and end. And therefore he wants to say a chiddush, that it could be that something which by us is divided into 3 psukim, by the Balei HaTosfos was only 2 psukim. They had one pasuk connected. And it's interesting to note that Rav Moshe Feinstein in Nigres Moshe Erech Chaim Chelik Aleph Simen Lamed Hei points out that we have a total of 5,845 psukim in the Torah, and over there in the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph it's mevur that there's 5,888. So that means we're short 43 psukim. So obviously psukim that we have connected as one really are supposed to be split into two. So therefore, it's possible to say that even though by us, before Vehikravtem, we have it as three psukim, by Tysus, it was really only two. And therefore, Tysus is bothered. How could we lay Vehikravtem as the maftir for Chol HaMoed Pesach? It's only after two psukim from the beginning of the parsha. On that, Tysus answers that since it's a Dover Yodua Lakoil, that this is where the maftir starts for Chol HaMoed Pesach, nobody's going to make a mistake and think that a previous Oyla only laned the two psukim beforehand. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Tainus that says that by Yom HaRishon, Bereshis v'Yehi Rokiah, that by the Ma'amadais, they would lane on Sunday, Bereshis and Yehi Rokiah, v'toni Allah, and we learned in a braisa on that Mishnah, Bereshis b'shnayim Yehi Rokiah be'echad, that Bereshis would be divided among two people and Yehi Rokiah would be lain by one person. And the Gemara asked over there that Bishlama Yehi Rokiah be'echad, we understand, because it's three psukim. But how do you split Bereshis among two people? It's only five psukim. And the braisa teaches us that HaKoyre b'Toyra lo yifchais mishloisha psukim, that a person that lanes from the Torah cannot lane less than three psukim. So the Gemara brings a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, what they did. Rav says, doilig, that they would repeat pasuk number 3 of the parsha of Bereshis. They would lane pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and then they would repeat pasuk Gimel and lane along with it Dalet and Hay. And Shmuel says, Pesach, that they split the third pasuk in half, and the first Oyla lanes 2.5 psukim, and the second Oyla lanes 2.5 psukim, and that's considered that each one laned 3 psukim. The Gemara says, why didn't Rav want to say like Shmuel? Says the Gemara, because Rav holds that kol psuka de le paske Moshe anan le paskinon le. Any pasuk that Moshe didn't divide, we have no right to divide. And the Gemara explains that Shmuel also agrees to this klal, that you're not allowed to divide, usually, psukim into two. But, just like Rav Chanina HaGadol was matir for Tineke Shem Yisraben to be able to master a pasuk, and it's hard for them to learn a whole pasuk at once, so he was matir that you're allowed to divide the pasuk, so you see that when it's loy efsher, you're allowed to. So too over here, Shmuel says, this is considered loy efsher, because if you're going to do like Rav, that you're doilig, you go over the third pasuk, somebody that comes in late is going to think that the person before him only lane two psukim. So because there's a gzerim mishum anechnosin, this is called loy efsher, and therefore, in this circumstance, you're allowed to divide the pasuk. So we see that everybody agrees to this klal of kol psuka deloy paske maisha nan le paskinon le. So there's a question brought up by the Paiskim that there are many people that have a minig by Kiddush, by day on Shabbos, that they start with Al Kein Beirach Hashem Esem HaShabbos VaYikadoshehu, and that's starting from the middle of a Pasuk. So how are we allowed to start from the middle of a Pasuk? What happened to the klal of Kol Psukah Delei Paskei Meisha Nan Lei Paskinan Lei? So the emes is that the Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Pei Tesef Cotton Beis says that it's Shaloi Kedin. You're not supposed to do that. You can't start from Al Kein Beirach. You have to start from the beginning of the Pasuk. However, the Yavitz in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, wants to say, based on the Gemara over there, that we're not Bekiyim exactly where the Psukim start and end. So therefore he says, this whole klal of Kol Psukah Delei Paskei Meisha Nan Lei Paskinon Lei is not so klar anymore, because we don't know exactly where the psukim start and end. And therefore he says, HaKoyl Lefi HaMinig, everything goes according to the minig. So if there's a minig to say Al Kein Beirach, according to the Yavitz, there's no problem. You could be Seimach on the minig. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Simon Reish Pei Tes, Ois Gimel, also paskins that it's not a problem. And he says a different Hasbara. He says that the Ein Kavonoson LaHaPasuk Elo LaHakdim Dvarim. Their kavanah is not really to say the pasuk. Their kavanah is just to give an introduction with words that have to do with Shabbos. The Tshuvas Maram Shik and Simon Kuf Chav Dalet is more mayrich about this. And he explains that the idea of saying Al Kein Beirach is just that in order to bring out the kavod, the kedusha of Shabbos, we want to be ma'irer ourselves and the shaymim about the kedusha of Shabbos. we're not really interested in saying a pasuk necessarily. We really can say anything about the Shabbos. We just gotta use a pasuk. So it's like using the pasuk b'derech tzachos. He compares this to the halacha in Yeridea, Siman Reish Pei Dalid, that there's a halacha that when you write psukim, you have to be mesartit. The paper has to be lined. But yet the halacha is, if a person is writing a letter and he's only quoting a pasuk b'derech tzachos, for example, he's writing a letter to his friend whose name is Yaakov, so he writes, V'Yaakov Ishtam. He's not referring to Yaakov Avinu, he's not really referring to the pasuk, he's just using the pasuk as a melitza, referring to his friend. B'derech tzachos, on that you don't need sirtut. Over here also, we're not really using the pasuk as a pasuk, but rather we're just using it as something that talks about the Kedusha of Shabbos. So then there's no din of Kopsuka delay paske maisha na le paskinan le. Now when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, the Ramah paskins in Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud, that the minig is to sit by Kiddush even while he says Vayichulu. Just when you start Vayichulu, you stand a little bit lechvayd Hashem, because since we start Yom Hashishi Vayichulu Hashamayim, and that's a remez to the Shem Hashem, because it's Rosh Teves Yud Kevavke, so then you stand a little bit. So over there also the question is asked, how could you start with Yom Hashishi, which is the end of a pasuk? The pasuk says, Vayara lekim es kol asher asa, v'hinei toiv me'oid, v'yihi erev, v'yivayker Yom Hashishi. And then the next pasuk is, v'yichulu ashmai meharetz v'chol tzvam. So how could you start with Yom Hashishi? What happened to this problem of kol psuka delei paskei meisha, nan lei paskinan lei? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, in Eischof He says that there are those that say the whole pasuk quietly until Yom Hashishi, and then they start Yom Hashishi out loud. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nachainu, it's a proper thing to do. Why? Because the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shitasai, explained that the whole reason why by Alkein Beirach it's not a problem is because we're not really trying to say this pasuk of Alkein Beirach. We really want to just say that Shabbos is a day of Kedusha. We just have a pasuk in the Torah that brings out that point, so we said it by using the words of the pasuk. But we're not trying to do a kriya ha-pasuk. So when there's no kriya of a pasuk going on, then there's no din of kol psuka delei paskei maisha nan lei paskinan lei. But when it comes to Yom Hashishi vayichulu hashamayim, since we are coming to do a kriya of psukim, because vayichulu hashamayim is an absolute chiyuv, like the Mishnah Brura brings in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkat Mem Hei, that if a person forgot to say Vayichulu B'Shas Kiddush, then he says it Be'em Tzasud Alakais. It's an absolute chiyuv to say Vayichulu. And since along with Vayichulu, we want to say Yom Hashishi Vayichulu Hashamayim to make a remez of Yudkei Vavkei, so we bedafka want to say these psukim. So then, since it has a shame of a kriya of a pasuk, it's not just B'derach Melitza, so over there is a chisarin of kol psuka delei paskei maisha nan lei paskinan lei, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that the proper thing to do is to start from the beginning of the pasuk. Now it's interesting that the Mishnah Berura paskins exactly the opposite from the Aruch HaShulchan. We mentioned earlier that the Mishnah Berura in Siman Reish Pei Tesif Katan Beis paskins by Alkein Beirach that it is a problem, and you shouldn't start from the middle of the pasuk, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. And yet, over here, by the Ramaz Halacha, in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Yud, that says that you start with Yom Hashishi, the Mishmur doesn't say that there's anything wrong with that. So it needs a beer. What's the difference between Alkein Beirach and Yom Hashishi? So the answer could be like this. The Ben Ish Chai in Shailas Utshuvas Rav Pa'olim, in Chelik Aleph, Siman Yud Aleph, says that by Yom Hashishi, because it's only two words, there's no problem of kol psuka delei paskei maisha nan lei paskinan lei. Since he says the minimum shear of a pasuk is three words, we don't have a pasuk less than three words, like Vayeshav Yitzchak Begrar Uvnei Don Chushim. So therefore, two words is not called a kriya of a pasuk. When you're making a kriya of a pasuk, so then it has to be done properly. It can't be done ba'ifin that you're splitting the pasuk. But if it's not a kriya of a pasuk, so then there's no problem. So since two words is not a pasuk, so there's no problem. So this could be the beer in the Mishnah Brura. By Alkein Beirach, where we're saying many words of a pasuk. So then, says the Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Pei Tes, that there's a problem. You're not allowed to do that. But by Yom HaShishi, by Chulu HaShamayim, since Yom HaShishi is only two words, there's no problem. The Ben Ish Chai proves that two words don't have a din of a pasuk from the halacha in Yeridaya Siman Reish Pei Dalid, that it says that if you only write two words of a pasuk, then you don't have to be mesartit. If you write three words, then you have to be mesartit. You don't have to line the paper when you're only writing two words from a pasuk, because it doesn't have a shear of a pasuk. So too over here, since you're only saying two words of Yom HaShishi, it's not called a kriya of a pasuk. On that, there's no problem of kol psuka delei paskei Moshe, anan lei paskinan lei. Now, even those who are noyig to start from vayhi erev vayhi vayker Yom HaShishi, like the Chuvis Chassam Sefer brings in Eirach Chaim Simen Yud, that just to start from Yom HaShishi vayichulu HaShamayim doesn't really have any mashmois. You're just starting from Yom HaShishi. So there are those that start from vayhi erev vayhi vayker Yom HaShishi. But still, says the Chassam Sefer, it's not a problem of kol psuka delei paskei Moshe anan lei paskinan lei, because since Chazal Darshan, on the beginning of the Pasuk, of Vayara Lekim as Kol Asher Osa, Vihine Toiv Me'oid, Chazal say that Toiv Me'oid Zeh HaMoves, so therefore it's not roy to mention the Inyan of Moves in Kiddush on Leil Shavuos, so therefore it's considered Loi Efsher. Just like the Gemara says that when it's Loi Efsher, then you have a right to divide the Pasuk, so this is considered Loi Efsher, and therefore you're allowed to divide the Pasuk. But that could be the pshat in the Mishnah Brura, that when it comes to Yom HaShishi, either because it's only two words, or even if you're saying Vayhi Erev Vayhi Vayker Yom HaShishi, but it's considered Le'efshar, like the Chassam Sefer is saying. So that's why there's a heter when it comes to Yom HaShishi, that there's no problem of Kol Psuka Dele Paskei Moshe Anan Le Paskinan Le. To summarize, our Gemara told us a Yisai that Kol Psuka Dele Paskei Moshe Anan Le Paskinan Le. And the question is asked, so how could we say by Kiddush by day, Al Kein Beirach Hashem, Esem HaShabbos VaYikadosheyu, starting in the middle of a Pasuk? So we said that the Mishnah Brura Taka Paskins that you're not supposed to do that. But the Yavitz wants to say that since the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that we're not Bekiyim exactly where the Pasuk starts and ends, so therefore this whole Klal is not so clear anymore nowadays, and therefore everything goes according to the minig. If there's a minig to do it, you can rely on the minig, because who says that a taka is not a full pasuk? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Maram Shik both say that since by Al Kein Beirach we're not really trying to make a kriya of a pasuk, we just want to talk about the kedusha of Shabbos, and this pasuk is just a good way of talking about the kedusha of Shabbos, so it's like using the pasuk b'derech melitza. So on that, there's no problem of kol psuka delei paskei Moshe anan lei paskinan lei. Whereas when it comes to Kiddush Friday night, by Yom HaShishi vayichulu HaShamayim, over there the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's proper to start from the beginning of the pasuk quietly, and when you get to Yom HaShishi, then you say it b'kol ram. Why? Because since over there we are trying to say b'dafka these words of the pasuk, because vayichulu is an absolute chiyuv, and along with Vayichulu we say Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim, because we want the Rosh Tevis of Yudke Vavke. So since we are Bedafka making a Kriya of this Pasuk, so then there is a Chisaron of Kol Psuka Delei Paskei Moshe Anan Lei Paskinan Lei, and therefore the proper thing to do is to say from the beginning of the Pasuk quietly, and when you get to Yom HaShishi, then you say it B'Kol Ram. However, the Mishnah Brura over there in Reish Ayin Aleph doesn't mention that by Yom HaShishi Vayichulu HaShamayim that there's a problem. So on that, we explained that if you're just starting from Yom HaShishi, so it's only two words, so the Ben Ish Chai says that that's not a problem. It's not a shear of a pasuk. It doesn't have a shame of a kriyas pasuk. Even if you're starting from Vayhi Erev Vayhi Vayker Yom HaShishi, says the Chassam Sefer that since the beginning of the pasuk where it says Toiv Me'oid refers to Maves, and it's not roy to mention the inyan of Maves in Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, so therefore it's considered Loi Efsher, and therefore there's no problem of kol psuka delei paskei meisha anan lei paskinan lei. Next inyan. The Gemara tells us that Ula bar Rav asked the Shaila from Rava that the parsha of Reish Chodesh, how do you lane it? Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'amart oleh miskobani lachmi has 8 psukim, uv'yayim ha-shabos has 2 psukim, and uv'roshei chod sheichem has 5 psukim. So how should we do this? Should we have 2 people laning 3 psukim each from the parsha Satamid? So then you're going to be left with 2 psukim at the end, because there's 8 psukim. And ein mishayin in parsha pachas mishleishna psukim, you can't leave over in a parsha less than 3 psukim, because a person that leaves is going to think that the next oila is only going to lane till the end of the parsha. If we're going to lane 4 and 4, so then you're going to be left with 7 psukim, because uv'yayim ha-shabbos is 2, v'roshei chod sheichem is 5. So what are you going to do? You're going to lane 2 from uv'yayim ha-shabbos and 1 from v'roshei chod sheichem, but ein maschilim in parsha pachas mishleishna psukim. And should you do 2 from Uviyem HaShabbos and 3 from Uvrashi Chod Sheichem, so then you're going to be left with 2 psukim. On that, he answered him, I never heard what the answer is about this case, but I heard a similar case, that when it comes to Ma'amadais, it says that you should lane Bereshis with 2 aliyas and Yehira Kia with 1. Bereshis has only 5 psukim, so there's Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, what to do? Rav says Dailig, and Shmuel says Paisik. So the Gemara says at the end that Shalach Lei Rava Berei De Rava Rav Yosef Hilchasa Mai. What's the halacha? Shalach Lei Hilchasa Doileg Vemtzai Doilgan. So the Rif says, what's the Gemara asking Hilchasa Mai? And on what is the Gemara answering that the Hilchasa is Doileg Vemtzai Doilgan? He says it's going back on the original Shail of the Gemara of Reish Chodesh. And the Gemara is saying that the second person is Doileg. Emtsoi means the second person, that first you lane from the Parshas HaTamid 3 psukim, and then you go over pasuk number 3 by Levi, and he reads with pasuk number 3, also psukim 4 and 5. The Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simitav Chav Gimel Sif Beis asks on the Rif that if so, why does it say Emtsoi? It should say the Sheni, because there is no emtsoi by Reish Chodesh because there's 4 aliyas. The Turei Eben says that it's the derech of the Chachamim to call the Sheni emtsoi. Comes along the Ramban and he asks on the Rif that how could you say that the Levi should repeat pasuk number 3? Why should you do that? If you're going to repeat pasuk number 3, then you run into a problem of nechnasim, that somebody that comes in late by Levi is going to think that the Kohen only lane 2 psukim. Elamai, so you have to say that we're not worried for Nechnasim over here, because we have no choice. So if so, Frekta Ramban, so then what's the point in being Doilig at all? So just let the Kohen and the Levi each lane 4 psukim from the Parshas HaTamid, and then let the Yisrael, the Shlishi lane, the 2 psukim of Uv'yayim HaShabbos and the first pasuk of Uv'roshei Chod Sheichem, and let him stop. And then the Revi will lane 4 psukim from Uv'roshei Chod Sheichem. But you're going to tell me, how could you just lane 1 pasuk from Uv'roshei Chod Sheichem? Ein maschilin b'parsha pachis mishleisha psukim? But what's the whole problem of Ein maschilin b'parsha pachis mishleisha psukim? It's only a gzeira mishom anechnasin, that somebody that comes in late by Revi is going to think that the person before only lane 1 pasuk. But anyway, if you're doilig in the first parsha, you have a problem of nechnasim. So if it's lo yefshir, so then what could we do? So don't be doilig, and you have the same problem of nechnasim either way. And then you could just read straight. Therefore the Ramban says that no, when the Gemara says Hilchos Amai, and the Gemara says that Hilchos Adoilig Vemtzai Doilgon, the Pshat is like Rashi says, that it's going on Ma'amadais. It's going back on the case of Bereshis and Yehirokia, where we only have 8 psukim to deal with. And we have to lane Bereshis among 2 people, so over there we have no choice that we have to be Doilig. But by Reish Chodesh, the Ramban Paskins, that there's no need to be Doilig. You just do like we mentioned before, the Kain Levi lane, the 2 aliyas from Parshas HaTamid, The first Yisroel lanes Uviyayma Shabbos, then one Pasuk of Uvrashe Chad Sheichem, and the Revi will lane the last four Psukim of Uvrashe Chad Sheichem. The Rashba says he doesn't like what the Ramban is saying, that Hilchas Omai is going on Ma'amadais, because he says, what, you're going to tell me Hilchas Olda Mashicha? The Gemara is asking, what's the halacha by Ma'amadais, which is something that's not Negea nowadays. It's not Mistaver like that. Havada the Gemara's talking when it says Hilchas Omai, something that pertains to us nowadays. It's going on Reish Chodesh. Aye, so why do you have to be Doilig Bechlal, Frekter Ramban? Either way, you're not gaining the problem of Nechnosim. So may as well just read straight and let the first Yisroel lane, two Psukim from Uviyayim HaShavos and one Pasuk from Uvrashei Chad Sheichem, I let him stop. And even though Ein Maschilin Beparsha Pachis Mishloisha Psukim, that's only because of Nechnosim. And anyway, you're not gaining Nechnosim if you're going to be Doilig in the first Parsha. Says the Rashba, no, you do gain. Because if you're Doilig in the Parsha of Tzaves Bnei Yisrael, so then you only have a little problem of Nechnosim. If somebody comes in before the second Aliyah of Levi, so he's going to think that the Kayin only lane two Psukim. But if you're going to do like the Ramban said, that let the Yisrael lane two Psukim from Uviyayim HaShabbos and one Pasuk from Uvrashei Chad Sheichem, so then you have a problem of two types of Nechnasim. First of all, if a person is going to walk in the middle of the Yisrael's Aliyah, when you're just starting Uvrashei Chad Sheichem, and then you stop after one Pasuk, he's going to think, hey, he only lane one Pasuk. And also, a person that comes in after the Shlishi's Aliyah, before the Revi, and he sees the Revi starting from the second Pasuk of Uvrashei Chad Sheichem, he's also going to think that the Oila before him only laned one Pasuk. So you have two types of Nechnasim, that's a problem. So therefore, it's better to be Doilig by Levi, and then you only have a little problem of Nechnasim, that a person that walks in before Levi will think that the Kohen only laned two Pasukim. The Rashba asks a question on this Shita of the Rif, which is also the Shita of the Ge'onim, that how come you need the Levi to be Doilig, Pasuk Gimel, of the Parshas HaTamid, where you have the problem of Nechnasim, why don't you have a Pasha to Eitza? Let the Kohen and the Levi finish the whole Parshas HaTamid. They could do 4 and 4, or 3 and 5, and then the Yisrael will go over the last three psukim of the Parshas HaTamid and lane the two psukim of Uviyayim HaShabbos. And then you have no problems, because when the Yisrael is reading from the last three psukim, there's five psukim before that, there's no gzeirah mishama nechnasim, so it's a pasha to eitza. Why can't we do that? The Bir Agro and Siman Tav Chav Gimel Sif Beis Taka Paskins La Halacha like this. And in Eretz Yisrael, where they do like the Minig Agro, that's the way they do it. They lane, the Kayin does three psukim from Parshas HaTamid, then the Levi does the next five, and then the Yisrael goes over the last three, and the two psukim of Uviyayim HaShavos. And the Gra says that it's Mavur like this in Masechta Seifrim. And when the Gemara says, Hilchos Omai, Doilig Vemtzai Dolgon, says the Gra, it's going on Ma'amadais, like Rashi says. And that's why the Lashon Emtzai is very good, because by Ma'amadais there are three aliyas. It can't be going on Reish Chodesh, because by Reish Chodesh there's four aliyas. So how can you say Emtzai? So what's the pshat in our minig that we go over the third pasuk in the Parshas HaTamid of Amarta Lohem, where you run into a problem of Nechnasim? Why can't we just do like this Eitzah of the Rashba and the Goyin, and go over the last three psukim by the Yisrael? The answer is, Al Pi Yisoyin that the Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Yud Beis, that the more we're able to be Mamayit in Kriya L'Mafreya and being Doilig is better, even though it's going to cost us a Chashash of Nechnasim. That means to do like the Rashba and the Goyin are saying means that we have to go over three psukim L'mafreya. We have to be doilig on three psukim. To do that is a big b'di'evet. It's better for us only to be doilig on one pasuk, even though it's going to cost us the chashash nechnasim. Could be the reason is because of tircha de tzibura, we already lane these psukim. So to go over extra psukim, we don't do that, even though it's going to cost us nechnasim. That's a bigger b'di'evet. When we have to be shoykel, What's worse, to be koyre lemafreya three psukim, or if we could just get away with one pasuk and have a chashash nechnasim, it's better to choose being doylig one pasuk, even though there's a chashash nechnasim, rather than being doylig lemafreya on three psukim. To summarize, the shita of the Rif and the Ga'onim is that when the Gemara says Hilchasa doylig v'emtsoi doylgon is going on Reish Chodesh, and emtsoi means the sheni. That means we lain Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar Tzaves Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, and then the third pasuk of v'amarta lohem, and then the Levi goes over the pasuk of v'amarta lohem, and he lains the next two psukim. The Ramban is bothered that if anyway, by being doylig, you're going to run into a chashash of nechnasim, that someone that's going to come in now will think that the kohen only lain two psukim, so then may as well just read straight and let the kohen and the Levi finish the parshas hatamid. Let the Yisrael lain uvayim hashabbos and one pasuk of from uvrashei chodsheichem, and let the Revi lain the last four psukim on in uvrashei chodsheichem. I ain maschilim the parsha pachis mishloisha psukim. But that's only a gzeira mishum anechnasim, that someone that's going to come in and sees that the Revi is starting from Pasuk Beis, and the parsha is going to think that the Oila before him only lain one Pasuk. Okay, but anyway, by being doilig in the first parsha of the Tamid, you're anyway running into a chashash nechnasim. So you're anyway stuck. So may as well, don't be doilig, just read straight. So the Ramban paskins lahalacha that that's what we do. And the Gemara that said Hilchasa Doylig Vemtsai Doylgon is going on Ma'amadois. The Rashba says it can't be, because that's Hilchasa L'Mashicha. The Gemara must be talking about Reish Chodesh. The Ramban's question, just let the Shlishi lane Uvayim HaShabbos and one Pasuk of Uvrashi Chodsheichem. The Rashba says over there would be a bigger Chashash of Nechnasim. Because if somebody comes in during the Shlishi's Aliyah, when he's laning the Pasuk of Uvrashei Chodsheichem, he'll think that he only laned that Pasuk. Plus, somebody that comes in before the Revi will also think that the Oila before him only laned one Pasuk. So over there, there's a bigger Chashash Nechnasim than if we're just Doilig, the third Pasuk in the Parshas HaTamid, because then you only have a Chashash Nechnasim for somebody that comes in before Levi. But the Rashba wants to know, why can't we just have the Kohen and the Levi laning the Parshas HaTamid, let's say 4 and 4 or 3 and 5, and then let the Yisrael go over the last three psukim of the Parshas HaTamid and the two psukim of Uvayim HaShabbos, and then the Revi will lain Uvrashei Chodsheichem. The Gra Taka Paskins Lahalacha like this, based on Masechta Seifrim, and that's what they do in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. And, says the Gra, when the Gemara says Hilchasa Doylig V'Emtsoi Dolgon, the Pshad is like Rashi says, and that it's going on the Ma'amadais, and that's why the Lashon Emtsoi is very good. To answer our minig, why we don't do this, why we go over the third Pasuk of Parshas HaTamid rather than going over by the Shlishi, the last three Psukim of Parshas HaTamid, the Pshad is like the Magen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Sifkat Yud Beis, that we try to minimize the kriya l'mafreya, the doylig, as much as possible. So it's better to just be doylig one pasuk, even though there's going to be a chashash nechnasim, rather than being doylig three psukim. Next inyan. The Gemara says on the top of Chaf Beis Amid Beis, Zeh klal, kol sheyesh bei bitul malacha la'am, kagayin tainis tzibur v'tishabav, kairin gimel. V'she'ein bei bitul malacha la'am, kagayin roshei chadashim v'chunei shel mayid, Kairin Dalit. That on Reish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed we lain four aliyahs because there's no bitul malacha la'am. People aren't in a rush to go to work because anyway they can't work, so therefore we have an extra aliyah. Rashi says, why is there no bitul malacha la'am on Reish Chodesh? Says Rashi, Ein bay bitul malacha kol kach she'ein anoshim oiseis malacha behen, because ladies don't do malacha on Reish Chodesh. This mitzvah was given to them because they did not remove their nose rings by the egel. And there's also a proof from the pasuk, because in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Chaf, it calls Erev Reish Chodesh Yom HaMaisa, in contrast to Reish Chodesh, which is not a Yom HaMaisa. In the brackets, in the Rashi, from Tosfos, it says that in Perek Mem Hei of Braisa,
Rabbi Eliezer. It says that the Noshim heard about the plan of the late men to make an egel. They didn't want to give their nose rings to their husbands. They said, you want to make a pesul maseicha that has no kayach lahatzil? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their schar b'ilam hazeh, that they should keep Roshei Chadashim more than the Anoshim. So the Birkei Yosef, in Siman Reish Pei Beis, Hifkaton Zayin, brings a raya from this Gemara with the Rashi to the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Pei Beis, Sifkaton Vav, that says a big chiddush that ladies are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. Just like by Hakel it says, Hakel es ha'am ho'anoshim b'hanoshim b'hataf, that ladies were chayiv to be there by Hakel when the Melech leaned Mishneh Torah, so too says the Magen Avraham, ladies are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Birkei Yosef, so that's what it means over here. Since ladies don't have any bittul malacha, so therefore we can have four aliyahs. But if ladies wouldn't be chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, then who cares that ladies don't have malacha? Where do ladies come into the picture over here? We're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. The Birkei Yosef is hard to understand because still, even if there's no bittul malacha for nashim, but anashim are also chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. And they do have bittul malacha because they're allowed to do malacha on Reish Chodesh. So still, why can we have four aliyahs? There's bittul malacha going on over here for the anashim. And it's even more shver, according to the Shita of the Turei Evan, that argues on the Magen Avraham, and says that it's pashit, that ladies are potter from Kriyas HaTorah. So then it's even more shver. So where do ladies come into the picture b'chlal? The only ones that are chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah are the men, and the men are allowed to do work on Reish Chodesh. So there is bittul malacha. The emes is that the mashmois of Taisis and Shabbos Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph is that the minig is that even men don't do malacha. Also, the Mordechai by us in Simen Tav Tav Vav also says that Va'odai Marid the Malacha Kaveda Kagain Lachreish Vilizroya Osir Afla Anoshim, that hard work like plowing or planting is osir even for men, because the pasuk says Asher Nestato Shom B'Yom HaMaisa, like Rashi brings the raya that Erev Reish Chodesh was called Yom HaMaisa Leumas Reish Chodesh, which was not a day of work. It's interesting that the Lashon of the Mordechai is that it's Osir Afla Anoshim. It's mashmetz more than just a minig, it's mashmetz and Isser. So according to these Rishonim, that there's a minig or an Isser for men, so then the Gemara is very good. There's no bittul malacha la'am, because even men don't do work. But according to Rashi, that it's only the women, so then how do we understand the Gemara? The pshat could be, Al Pi the Bach, in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, that says a big chiddush, that this, that we say that Reish Chodesh was given to Noshim not to do work, means Shlo Yuchal Bailo L'Chayfa L'Aseis Melacha. It means that her husband cannot force her to do work. There's no Isser or a Minig that ladies cannot do work on their own. They're allowed to do Melacha. But it means the husbands have no right to force them to do Melacha. By having an extra aliyah in shul, that serves as a reminder for the anashim that today is a day of no malacha. Meaning, this is a day that you cannot force your wife to do malacha. So of course, Kriyas HaTorah is for anashim. But since it's the anashim that need to be reminded not to be kaifa their wives to do malacha, so that's why in the Beis HaKnesses, that's the place where we do this extra aliyah so that they should have this reminder.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.